Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve. This is CA on iHeartRadio. We are at the Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Faith Studio One, iHeartRadio. That's right, iHeartRadio Studio. We've got a great top 20 that I'm going to be going over with here with you guys here in just a little bit. It's CA's top 20 New Year's Eve Christian music songs that you guys are going to love, that I loved in 2020, as we well remember, as we get ready to put it to the close and bury it. 2020, year of COVID. Great things are going to happen for us in 2021, though. All right, before I get started, I want to remind you, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Hey, guys, also like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. The more, the merrier. Share my podcast anytime. Got great and wonderful things, like I said, happening in 2021. I want you guys to be safe tonight if you're out traveling on the roads. Very cold and wet here this morning at Faith Studio One. Please, please, please take care of yourself. We want you back in one piece. Okay? And be safe and mask up, for goodness sakes. All right. By special request, I have some listeners that emailed me and said, CA, will you please play this song one more time, uno time? I said, sure. Before we get started on our top 20, I'll go 20 all the way to the top, okay, on our countdown. Now, this song, before we get started on that, is a Ben Spears song, O Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. So I'm going to play that one more time for you all. So Ben, kick it off. We want to hear it right now, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Until the glory dawns.
Amen, Ben Spear, beautiful star of Bethlehem. Now we're going to kick off our top 20, going from 20 all the way to number 1. So here we go. That's right, and God's not done with you, and welcome to the Top 20, CA's Top 20 on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We're getting ready to kick it off to number 19. Now, before I kick it off to number 19, this has been, like, I remember I was telling y'all, 2020, the year of the COVID, right? However, sometimes when we're down and out, we need to know that we have a love. I have a love, you have a love. We have a love, and we also know a love. And who do you think that may be? That's right, Al Denson's going to kick it off, a 1980 version on the 20 countdown. And this is number 19. Al Denson. I know a love. You know, I see myself when I had a 1976 Vega, one of my cars I had back in the day. And over the years, back in the 90s, I had that thing. And I remember hearing that Al Denson, and I'd pop that little cassette in there, and I'd play it over and over and over and over again. All right, now, remember I was talking about 2020, year of the COVID, that we can't forget, of course, sadly. You know what? Danny Gottlieb at number 18 kicks it off. You're going to make a comeback. You hang in there. God's got you. That's a great song, a popular song, The Comeback, Danny Gottlieb. Hang on one second, friends. That's right, got to put that PSA announcement in there. All right, now this next song, you know what? I tell you, Chris Tomlin, he just knows how to do it at number 17. Indescribable on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Top 20 on iHeartRadio. Thank you. Amen. You are amazing, God. He sure is. Well, coming in at number 17, I think we need to forgive some people for 2020. If they wronged you, now's the time to close it out in 2020 by forgiving. Matthew West, kick it off, my friend. I hope you guys are enjoying CA's top 20, going from 20 all the way to number 1 on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show here at Faith Studio 1 on, you got it, New Year's Eve. We're ready to let bygones be bygones. And what better way to play forgiveness? Now, that was at number 16. I was off just a number. Coming in at number 15, before I get started on that 15, let me tell you about going back to 16 with Matthew West. I talked about earlier this year, Matthew West, when he before COVID had hit and they made it to where it was hard for them to have these concerts, anytime he'd have these concerts, and still to this day, his dad would go with him sometimes. His dad is an ordained minister. Whether his dad's with him or not, they do have Bible devotion before he starts his concerts. Isn't that the coolest thing? Just a little FYI for you guys. I thought you guys would want to know that. All right, let's kick it off now. My dad introduced this to me a long time ago. I listened to it on a, CD. It was by The Midnight Cry, coming in at number 15 on CA's Top 20. 120 all the way to number 1. The Midnight Cry in Gold City. Just focus on this. One day we're going to be up there with our Heavenly Father. Imagine, just imagine what it's going to be like that. Enjoy. CA on iHeartRadio.
Midnight cry, the bride.
Amen. Keep your eye on the sky. Gold City, I love it. Midnight Cry. Now, coming in at number 14, you want something to just tell and share your faith, not just on New Year's Eve, friends. I'm talking every day of your life. Bill Gaither reminds us that we're sinners, but we're saved by grace. Coming in at number 14. Be a witness for Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody give me an amen on New Year's Eve. Amen. That's right. We are. We were a sinner. We're always sinners, but we're saved. That's right. Saved by grace. Now, this next song at number 13 has been around for a very long time. In fact, I've heard it at funerals that I've been at least one of a good friend of mine who was young at one of the churches that I went to for very, very long decades ago. It was a Nazarene church. And this particular individual had passed away. He had a pacemaker in his heart and he had passed away. And it was really rough. He was a young man. He never married. He was the most friendliest guy you could ever run into, though. And I developed a great friendship with him in our years at the church and everything, this particular church. Anyway, Wayne Watson, it's a 1990 song, number 13, Home Free. Amen. When you have it right with Jesus Christ, you make a decision, right? And when you make it right with Christ, just a simple act of faith, believing and trusting in Him, you'll be home free into paradise. All right, this next song coming in at number, let's see here. Let me get back to my number counter. Number 12, this next song you guys are going to love. And you got it. Remember the song with the movie that came out, Ragamuffin? Died at a very young age. Rich Mullins, he died in an automobile accident. But anyway, Rich Mullins, this is all-time favorite, Awesome God. That's right, Rich Mullins, our God is an awesome God. Gone too soon, but he's up there in glory land. You got it. You know exactly who I'm talking about. That's right. Rich Mullins, he died at a very young age. Well, I've got another song coming up at number 11, and that's a favorite one. So let me ask you something before I kick this one off for you guys. So you're a new Christian. Let's just say you're a new Christian, or you may already been a Christian for a long time, and maybe you sat on the sideline. Stephen Curtis Chapman says, just like I would say, when God speaks to you, what would you do for the sake of the call? Well, he reminds us on this song. Coming in at number 11, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Boy, if that don't get you energized, I don't know what will. My friend, your friend, Stephen Curtis Chapman, for the sake of the call. Now, we're rounding it off. We're at number 10. Brett Walker, you got it. Believer, one of my favorites. Right there in the club, I am a believer too. Coming in at number 10. Now we're going to go to number 9. Now, I want you guys to know, Ricky Skaggs, this song is very touching. You may need a hanky. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I always want you to remember that someone is always praying for you. You enjoy this song. Coming in at number 9, Ricky Skaggs.
For me. angels are watching over me. There's many miles ahead till I get home. Still I'm safely kept before your throne. 'Cause Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Your angels are watching.
That's right, and remember that someone is praying for you. All right, now coming in at number 8, Russ Taff, and I love this song, Praise the Lord.
Oh,
That's right, and we should praise the Lord every day, my friend Russ Taff. Now, coming in at number 7, Bethel Music sings a great one, Raise a Hallelujah. That's right. Now, coming in at number 6, You Don't Want to Lose Your Soul. Toby Mac could tell you about it in his friends.
what you do. True, we get it twisted when we begin the talk. But yo, before you part from the start, where's your heart? You a pimp, a hustler? Tell me what you title. America got no more stars, now we call them idols. You sit idle as we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside of me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We say yes, now we change it. Not the same, even though I had a call. Since I made that call, no more song, no more call, yeah.
Amen. You know, it's nice to have things while we can have them, but we don't want to lose our soul either. Isn't that right? All right, we are down to the top five. We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And what better way? Everybody's favorite, believe it or not, back in 2019, it was the number one favorite song that people called me about, my listeners. And they're like, CA, you've got to play this. You know what it is. You are an overcomer. Remember that. At number five, Miranda. CA on iHeartRadio. I love that song coming in at number, let's see, what number was that? I'm going, number five. So now we're down to number four, okay? Number four is our next song that's coming up. Now, this next song, you guys are going to love. It's, let's just say that, you know, we're blessed, and, you know, God has blessed us, and, you know, and even despite what has happened this year, it's been a very tough year. And it's going to get, like I said, it's going to get better. There's maybe some of y'all that have lost loved ones. And, you know, like I've always said, my heart bleeds for you. But you know what? Right now, you're probably with your husband, your wife, your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it may be. This song coming in at number four is Dave Barnes, God Gave Me You. Beautiful song by Dave Barnes. God Gave Me You, coming in at number four. Now, number three, better go get your cup of coffee ready, iced tea, whatever you may have, hot tea in the morning. And you're going to really enjoy this. But what I want you to do is I want you to focus on you and Christ on this song. A friend of mine introduced this to me about 2 years ago. And she said, hey, you need to put this on the radio show. You know what? I do from time to time. Not as much as I need, as I should. This is by the Gateway Worship Team. It's called Linger. It's a live version. Focus on the Lord as you listen to this song. Coming in at number 3.
I wanna go further. I
Amen. Linger Live by the Gateway Worship. Back in the day when my friend told me about it, I said, you know what? I definitely need to play that. And I tell you, I still get requests from time to time. So now that leads us to my top two. It's a very tough decision. But once I get to number one, you all are going to know what it is. But, you know, sometimes even during this year, it's just been, you know, like it's been so crazy. January, February, March, who would ever knew from March on we've been having to wear a mask. And, of course, the vaccine made it in, but we're just at a slow go on that. And, you know, we just pray every day. That's all we can do. But even through tough times, and this song is for people at the number two right now. It's called Lord, I Need You, and we need God all the time. Focus on the song.